They already have.
Stop it already. How is that?
Not salary, right. Spending, you know.
That was bad.
Yeah.
Better get a big one.
It's only the mayor and Kitty. I have a son of that. So you're back.
Chris is at the AIM conference right now, so. Assuming that's the legal, the lawyer's version. And then they have a conference for everybody, I think.
Well, who's gonna sing the Star Spangled Banner?
That's Brandon.
It's time. The time? Okay, it is now 11 a.m. I call the order, the Board of Public Works and Safety meeting for June 22nd, 2023. Have the minutes of the previous meeting been read and approved?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second that.
Thank you.
All those in favor say aye.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign.
All those opposed, same sign.
Motion carried.
Motion carries. What now?
No public hearings.
No, so there's no public hearings, no old business, new business. Farmer's Market Lot.
Okay.
For Chick-fil-A.
Read the details of it.
Let's see, Chick-fil-A, 11 a.m. through 1 p.m. for July 3rd, 7th, 10th, 14th, 17th, 21st, 24th, 28th, 31st. And 5 p.m. through 7 p.m. for July 3rd, 10th, 17th, 24th, and 31st.
Have we come up with a number of days yet that we're still okay with, or that's still in the works, I guess, isn't it?
As far as I know, council has not chosen to change any of that, so it still meets the ordinance.
And everything's still in compliance with Chick-fil-A, they have everything in order and stuff, so. Okay, with that being the case, I'll go ahead and make a motion to allow Chick-fil-A to operate on those dates and times.
I'll second that motion.
Motion as carried?
No.
Passed.
All in favor?
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
There you go. You gotta speak up, though. You guys hear?
Okay.
Okay, you gotta speak up.
Okay.
You're good, though.
Let's see, mobile food vehicle operating license, Helados Don Pedro ice cream.
He announces that much better.
Way smoother than I could have said. And I didn't even notice that on the agenda when I came up with this idea. Okay, do you have their application in front of you?
Should be in that stack.
Let's see. I do, yes.
All boxes checked.
Yes, except for the fee.
You want to review it before we
you want to look at
make
this?
A motion on that?
Yes, please. Yep, I'll grab it on my way by.
Everything appears to be in order. Because they don't need these.
Okay. Okay.
Everything in order?
Yep. Everything appears to be in order.
Okay. Any questions?
Jane, this is a new one.
Yes.
Everything's on file. They have insurance. Everything's permitted. Is there also Kelly, do you see anything with this? I mean,
yeah, we had a bump in the road on that one because the owner of the food truck wasn't a licensed driver.
Uh-huh.
And the guy he had that was going
to Does he have to be a licensed driver himself to apply for a license?
Come on, man.
Now, he doesn't have to have a license, but the actual operator who's going to operate it has to have a current driver's license.
Okay.
The first person he was going to have do that actually had a temporary driver's license, which is not sufficient. For what we need, that's not sufficient. So then he finally did find a third person that is licensed. We just want to make sure that that guy's going to be the one that's going to be driving the truck.
Okay. And legally, that's important that we have that on file, because if something happens, it's going to come back. We've issued something.
Correct.
A license for the food truck, and yet we need to make sure we're accountable from that standpoint.
Yes.
From a liability standpoint.
Exactly. So as long as guy number three is driving it, we're good. It's just guy one and two. We just make sure that they're not actually driving.
And is that something... in their permit, is that spelled out clear?
We do require a copy of the driver's license in the
for all permit. Operators of that?
It's in, yeah, it's one of the requirements in the permit process. That we have a copy of their valid driver's license, I think is how it's worded.
Yes. Okay, so...
do we pull their permit if somebody else is caught driving it that's not a valid? I don't know.
Well, I mean, my question is actually
kind of where Dave's going
on that one.
Yeah.
Because Greg's the one that's got to enforce if they're driving without a license. Because when they're operating as we're looking at, they're going to be sitting still.
Yeah, that's a tricky slope. I mean, yeah, we know they got to get there.
With an ice cream truck, they're going to be driving in neighborhoods.
Okay.
That's what
well, this is driving through the neighborhood?
Yeah, it's an ice cream truck.
It's probably going to be driving while it's selling.
Technically, from our standpoint, though, he's saying that he's going to have
somebody that's going to be
a licensed operator with a valid license to operate this food truck. That's what he's telling us.
Yes. We just need to make sure we got that. Basically, you know, dot our I's, cross our T's.
And we have that documentation according to him.
According to him, we've got that documentation.
Okay.
That's the only thing that I saw.
And I think that's something that we need to make sure is happening.
I don't know that there is.
Okay.
But
so everything we have on file again is
X, Y, Z, I think.
On the up and up, and he's in, okay.
It would void their application because they violated.
With that being the case, I think we have our T's crossed and our I's dotted. I think we need to keep an eye on that situation. But I will. I'll make a motion to allow. Come on, Brandon. You said it so nicely.
Oh, Helados Don Pedro ice cream truck.
To have a food truck operator license.
To distribute frozen novelties.
I didn't say that.
I'll second that motion.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All those against, same sign. Motion carries.
Thanks,
sir. Okay. Next is Puckett's Wood Fired Pizza.
Insurance,
everything's all checked.
Are they selling alcohol?
They are not selling alcohol.
No alcohol.
No alcohol.
So it appears that everything would be in order.
This is a new one, Jay?
Yes, the only thing we don't have with this yet, and they are aware we don't have it, is the retail merchant certificate. Which supposedly they have and they're supposed to be sending to me. They just have not yet. So I don't know if we want to do it pending receiving that. They've operated, so I'm sure they have it already because they've operated like.
So you're comfortable with us approving this pending the...
I mean, it's not up to me, but I am.
Correct.
I'm sure they have it. They know I'm waiting on it.
Okay. So. Okay. You okay with that, Mayor?
Sounds
Brandon,
good to
me. You okay with that?
I'm good with that.
Okay. I'll make a motion to allow Puckett's Wood Fire Pizza. An operator's license pending the
retail
merchant's certificate.
Second that.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against, same sign. Motion carries. Next on the list is Grillo's LLC. I think this is them.
What are they selling?
Let's see, they're selling, I don't know if this is the right one. Mexican food and soft serve ice cream, tacos, quesadillas, burritos, taco salad, and tamales. And everything seems to be in order.
Jane, same question, new one?
Yes. They are already pretty well established in the Cartersville area.
Okay. Looks like they're not doing alcohol, so. Sorry, Mel, no roving margarita truck yet.
I know, I'm working on them though.
Seeing how everything looks to be in place, I'll make a motion to allow Grillo's a operator's license.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against, same sign. Motion carries. Let's see, the Seymour Fire Assistant Chief Eric Rowe for promotions.
Filling in for Chief Lucas, requesting four promotions to be made. The first one would be Corey Acton to be promoted to captain. I'm sorry, Corey Acton to be promoted from captain to battalion chief. The second would be Jason O'Neill be promoted to lieutenant, from lieutenant to captain. Clay Hackman be promoted from first class firefighter to lieutenant. And the fourth one would be myself, Eric Rowe, promoted from battalion chief to assistant chief. Effective date of promotion will start July the 2nd.
Okay. And that's just informational, so we don't need a vote on it. Congratulations to all four, including yourself.
Thank you.
Although I still think it's funny you come to let us know about your own promotion.
I know, it feels that easy. I've done a long time ago.
You won't want a promotion, you just want your salary brought up. I know, I know.
Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, you.
Yes.
All right, next on the list is a special request by the Humane Society for a dog show event from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. August 26th in the Keach parking lot. They need bleachers, water, trowel, taped off area, and a generator.
This is a deal that we have had every year for many years now. So nothing's different this year.
How many years has it been going on?
More than 10, at least 15, I think.
Okay. I mean, I've been 7 and a half. And it's been the whole time I've been here.
Okay.
Any questions?
No.
Hearing none, I'll make the motion to approve the dog show in August.
Second.
Motion in. Oh, sorry.
What was I say? All those in favor say aye.
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 All those against, same sign. Motion carries.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Brandon, just hit that gavel if he gets out of line. And
just take order. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. The special request from Spencer Sunbury for cross country, the 16th annual Midnight Run 5K from 11:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. July 14th, and it will start at Seymour High School. And they are asking for a police escort and traffic help at intersection of 2nd and Community. Needs barricades for all intersections.
Questions?
Do we have a map?
Yes.
Is this a normal?
Yes. I'll send it though. You sent it after you sent the original request. So when I copy everything, I'll put that in.
Okay.
You do? Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it also says how many cones and barricades. I'll just copy it all. I got it.
Thanks, Jane. Jane, along with these requests, we do have a certificate of insurance and okay. With that being the case, I'll make a motion to allow the 16th annual midnight run.
Is there a second?
Yeah, I'll second.
All right. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those against, same sign. Motion carries. Next on the list is a road closure by St. Ambrose Catholic Church from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. June 24 for the church festival. They are wanting to close Carter Street behind St. Ambrose School to South Street. South Street closed from Chestnut to Carter, and they request two barricades and road closed signage.
Anybody here to speak on that behalf?
On behalf of St. Ambrose Catholic Church, my name is Dave Eggers, and I'm here to discuss closing the road for our Christian festival.
Wait a minute, usually you're here for the Knights of Columbus.
I do that too. I wear a lot of hats. So, nice job, young man. You need to be louder. Step up and own it, okay?
Thank
you.
Got this.
All right. So, we're having a parish festival on Saturday. I think someone was supposed to already do this. So we're going to need some barricades, close roads off behind St. Ambrose and at the side between us and the Methodist Church. Pretty easy peasy. It's our second time.
So I was going to say, this is not the first time of that, so.
No.
Well, you think they would have asked sooner if it's not what...
Well, I think we had a phone conversation 3 months ago. You said, I'd be fine.
Dave, it'd be nice to Dave.
I'm just letting Brandon see how this works.
Oh, okay. When they start throwing stuff, you're done.
That quick.
I'll make a motion to allow the festival to happen.
I'll second that motion. You said Saturday, though?
Saturday.
Chad, do you have enough barricades for
the
events we have going on Saturday?
We have enough barricades.
Yeah, we'll take care of it.
Okay.
Just give us a day.
Thanks.
So with those answers, I will second that motion.
All righty. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
I just want to point out, Dave, that Cars and Catars got their approval for this Saturday like 4.5 months ago.
Well, they're much better at it than I am. We're just... humble
Christian
trying to do the best.
That was a pretty good response.
I like that. Well done.
Let's see. Next on the list is a St. Louis Avenue parking exemption request by Shauna Schnipp.
So is that a renewal or is it a new request?
It's new.
It is new.
Doctor's signature on the form?
Yes.
Right here. Okay.
Everything seems to be good.
It is a medical exemption for a parking spot, is that correct?
Brandon.
Do I say the additional information?
What the mayor?
Sure.
He's done.
Done a couple of these. Let's see, she works for the Indiana Health Centers, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Would like to be able to park closer, which we do offer these for that purpose. She does have several medical conditions that in my uneducated opinion probably does require some extra help there.
This is for her job, it's not a residence.
It's not a residential parking request. Yep. It's a job-related request.
That's three or four for that entity.
Yeah, at least three.
So,
Darren brought up a good point. That's about three for this entity, which I don't think the ordinance sets any limit. But it's just something to probably keep in mind that.
That's a good idea. Just. Take a look at it and see. I mean, we could always change it back if we wanted to put some kind of limit, but I don't think we're there yet.
Right, and I think we've only probably got one or two more in all of downtown, right, Jane?
Yeah.
So,
something to be aware of. But I'll make a motion to allow the parking exemption for Shauna.
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. City engineer, Mr. Bernie Hausberger.
Mr. Bernie Hausberger.
Mr. Bernie. You got to start your 3-minute timer on this one, too.
Surely they'd get him free lunch today, wouldn't it, Mr. Hausberger?
Yes. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. Welcome to Seymour, Indiana. I'd like to just start with some change orders that we had started with last week. One was for an amendment number one with RQAW Corporation. Do you have copies of it already? Let me give you a new copy.
Not with me, but yeah.
Thank you, sir.
You've already got one. Do you want another copy?
Sure.
Okay, this was the one that I couldn't answer a question on from Mr. Early about the total fee in the corner that said $43,320. And what I come up with is this is an amendment to not the original contract for the job, but a kind of a side contract with the job. And if you want a copy of this contract, it was for $18,600. So if you add $18,600 to the what they're asking for today, $24,720, that's where you get the $43,320. And this was from, was signed April 22nd, 2022. Now the original contract goes back to 2019 on that roadway project, but this is gets you, this was added services that the state required for the phase two environmental assessment. So ultimately, this kind of includes multiple items, but they kept it all under one amendment.
So ultimately, the reason there's two different numbers, Dave, on section two and section three, section two is the current change, section three is the total contract added together. So up to.
There was a little confusion last 2 weeks ago, so
I appreciate the clarification. I wasn't sure where the number came from, so that was my fault. Sorry about that.
Okay, thanks for following up.
So I'll make a motion to untable.
Okay. Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against, same sign.
And then I'll make a motion to approve amendment number one to the RQAW Corporation contract.
I'll second that.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against, same sign. Motion carries.
And then I'd like to run through just some CCMG projects that we've had recently paved and ready to go. And there were extra costs in those that had to be ran through the work change directive means, or we just added extra quantity for the pay items. So I'm just going to run through these as best I can. For the 2021 project that O'Meara did, they just completed their work in April. For the part on Phillips Lane, it ran over $63,300.04. For the all the pavement projects, they ran an extra $472,000, $918.75. Again, a lot of those were water pollution control changes, but we had a change order for most of those, but then some of these items are just with curb and sidewalk being removed and added. And then going to 2022, All-Star Paving, we have extra charges of $305,954.03. And again, those are almost all curb and sidewalk additions that we did, and a lot of paving where we had to wedge and level and add additional paving to different projects. Okay, I just wanted to give that an update to the board. And if you need more information, please stop by my office. I'll give you all the details and run through those numbers. Then we just had the CCMG paving 2023 bids come in today. These are very unofficial, so I'm gonna pass these out.
I'll note why he's passing out. They're also under review to make sure everything's in order.
So that's what very unofficial means?
Be honest with you, I've not had this happen before where people basically bid on the project that were not registered bidders. So We are clarifying that through our attorney as soon as she's able to review that. So, but the bottom line is we're well under budget. Currently, we're looking at a low bidder of Mack Construction at $1,666,000 even. I don't really like the 666, but that's what they did on their bid.
Those are, I've never seen them that close before.
That's a good point. I had one.
Yeah, they're all really close together.
Mack Construction's out of New Albany, and they were able to beat out Dave O'Meara and All-Star, which is more local, but that's what we got. I thought we'd just table those right now, and then we'll move on.
Yeah, as I say, I look forward to hearing your update once those are reviewed.
Okay. And then the last thing, I don't know if it's my job to bring that up. Did you want, Mayor, to mention anything about the opening of the bypass in the near future, or want to just let that?
Sure, there's a lot of road construction-related items going on at the moment, some which involve opening a bypass, some which involve closing roads. So Tribune, keep an eye out, because you'll have all the fun details really soon.
Sounds good.
So, but yes, we should have the bypass open by before the weekend.
All right. Other than that, that's all I have. Thanks.
What?
I think the sign said Thursday.
He said four after.
On or before?
Actually, I think it said Monday or after.
Actually,
Monday or after.
It does say or after. Yep.
It's only after.
That's why the after.
Well, after. So if I say 2 weeks, we might be safe now.
Brandon, go ahead and just bang your gavel and tell Jeremy to get in order.
Jeremy, you're out of order.
Attaboy.
Yeah, my favorite.
All righty.
Let him carry that with him all day.
Thanks, Bernie.
All right, next on the list is a request for sewer adjustments by the clerk treasurer for Kylinda Williams.
You have the form underneath there. Let me have that, please.
Don't know what's going on.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is a request for sewer adjustments for Ms. Kylinda Williams of 5241 Addy Lane.
Yes, we have the one request this time by Kylinda. For a pool fill, total credit of $195.83. Everything is in order, and it does not go down the sanitary drain, it meets our requirements. So I would ask that the board approve this sewer adjustment.
I'll make a motion for the sewer adjustment.
Second.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against, same sign. Motion carries. Is there any miscellaneous business?
Mr. Bowes, anything else from you?
We closed the State Board of Accounts audit. A couple things on the federal side that we were dinged for. There was no financial mistakes of anything, any record keeping. It just tends to be little detail things where, you know, somebody doesn't verify something, or we don't check to make sure that the not-for-profit hasn't been disbarred or, you know, for some reason. Challenging one on the city side for an MVR restriction payment, and just got re-educated on a couple things on asset tracking for myself. So, but no financial mistakes or any misappropriations. Obviously, the mayor and I are still here. We weren't carted off to jail. So overall, I think it was a good audit.
I would definitely say it was a good audit, and I'm going to give credit to Darren's department, because they do a great job of making for good audits. So thank you. There, I gave them the props.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, my miscellaneous stuff. Humane Society contract. My apologies for not getting that on the agenda. It would have normally been there, but it was laying on my desk as I was looking through it.
Brandon should have caught that.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Humane Society contract, though, everything appears to be similar to what it's been the last few years. Anything you want to add to or take away from?
No, everything is, just
change
the dates.
Yep, change the dates. I will point out, though, just so you guys are aware, I'd love to sit down and chat with you guys as a board.
That'd be great.
Just because there's a couple things that we've been getting that I would like to share with you guys, but we can do that next month, month after, whenever. So I will go ahead and make a motion for the contract to be renewed for another year.
I'll second that.
And go from there.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against, same sign. Motion carries.
And again, I'll touch base, or I'll have Jane touch base with you and we'll. Okay. Next thing is Jackson County Industrial Development Corporation would like to use Crossroads Park on.
Let's see, June 12th from. It says June 12th. Oh, July 13th. I'm sorry.
But they're so, you see what it's like up here? They're so mean to us. So July 13th, what are they hosting?
They are hosting an outdoor job fair.
Outdoor job fair. So, any questions related to that? Have they been to the park board at all, Tracy?
Not yet. It is going
next meeting.
July meeting, yes.
Okay. So with that and not hearing any questions, Dave, this is something they've done before. I'll be glad to make a motion pending park board approval.
Second.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against, same sign. Motion carries.
Okay. Brandon, you got any miscellaneous?
Not.
Here's your opportunity.
Here's your chance. You've always got something.
Not today, I don't.
Okay, so Brandon has some items next to his desk over there. on the floor.
Oh.
You got to do the math on them, so tell me what their name is and how many years.
Okay. Oh, I can.
You want me to do the handshake part?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, I'll do the handshake part.
There is a food truck, another food truck.
There's one more
food truck. Okay, apparently there's another food truck, too.
Okay.
It was turned in late.
Ooh, okay.
I'm on the anniversary now.
I'm sorry. Rookie mistake.
Hey, you're doing a great job for being thrown at this 6 minutes before the meeting.
I bet he has some choice words for you.
Oh, he will, I'm sure. Minister Stratton.
Yeah.
Come on. Okay. You get the big bag of goodies.
Oh, well, good.
Thank you for 20 years worth of service.
Thank you.
It is truly wow. Appreciated, whether you realize it or not. That's your chance to give a speech, though, before I go.
Ah, nice. Speech like that.
Oh, come on. Oh, man. This package is not quite as big.
You're really amazing.
But 10 years of service as of June 3rd. The one and only Donovan Bland. And last but not least, when they had three this month? Okay. Oh, okay, now I gotta do math. 5 years of service. Yeah. Pretty cool. It appears to be about the same as Thomas. Thank you guys for your service. Okay, and last but not least, we have a new food truck. What we got, Brandon?
I have no idea.
So do those buckets and however you said that one.
And so do we didn't even have it.
Okay, Jane, where'd you put it? There it is. Nope, that's JC Idy's.
That's what Jane presented.
Sounds like a plan.
You can call.
Who is it?
Let's see. It is for Dog Seafood Concessions, Inc. They will be selling seafood.
What is it?
Speak up. Doc Seafood Concessions Inc., and they will be selling seafood, and there will be no alcoholic beverages, unfortunately.
Okay, page two. We've got their fee, we've got that. Looks like everything is in order.
Everything is in order.
Speak up.
It is a new license.
You don't have to lean into it, just talk loud.
Everything seems to be in order.
There you go.
With that being the case, I'll, is it Brad?
Docs.
Docs.
I'll make a motion to allow Docs a license.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against, same sign. Motion carries.
Almost every time say aye. Okay. Any other miscellaneous?
None for me.
Not that I'm aware of.
Audience.
Audience. Anything?
My pass still blows.
There's a guy on the
front. Motion to adjourn.
All right. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Second. All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against, same sign. All right. All right. Meeting is adjourned.
Good job.
Yes.